The following episode contains details of a wanton act of destruction and vandalism that some members of the Auburn family, especially those who have worked with drywall, may find disturbing. We will delve into the circumstances and suspicions surrounding this notorious act, which in 2016 shook the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering to its core and continues to impact policy related to student organizations to this day. Our goal is to shed light on this tragedy and honor its still living victims as respectfully and responsibly as possible. Still, listener discretion is advised.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like you.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Ginning Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Happy Friday, or whatever day you're tuning into the greatest, best podcast in all of higher education. It sounds different when you're right here in the presence of it, doesn't it, Chris?
It does.
Yeah. No, it's a good
it's
thing.
It's like there. Real. It becomes real.
That would be the award-winning Hashtag Ginning, brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing, where I work as a communications and marketing specialist, joined, as always, by my co-host with the co-most, old Graph Paper Shirt Phillips over here.
Just playing the engineering part.
I know. You look just like
pocket protector, pins,
I'm surprised
slide
Chris
ruler.
Chris hadn't got, yeah, taken a protractor to that thing already.
Uh-huh.
Austin's the... Did I call you the director already? Director.
You call me a lot of things.
Did I say director? Yeah. John Sluice over here, back from a work trip to Atlanta. Made it back. Went to Atlanta today and back. And then we have Chris.
Well, he went to Atlanta yesterday, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing tomorrow? Going to Atlanta?
Okay. Columbus?
Montgomery.
Oh, Montgomery.
It's kind of like Atlanta.
Yeah. Joined today by a very special guest. One we've tried to have him on.
Yes, I've been trying.
Now, hey, have you reached out to Chris Scheinert yet? Hey, is Chris? That's my Austin. That was my Austin.
I want to hear that again.
Hey, Chris, how are you, bud?
Oh, we're doing great.
That did sound.
Oh,
like...
that's dead on. We don't know which Austin. That came
I know. I could do. I could anytime he's sick. Sometimes I've just done it.
You just fill in,
and we just edit it.
Yeah,
in.
I've only actually been part of four of these shows.
Right. Yeah, with the Zoom right. life, you can just turn the camera.
So
off
yeah,
and turn
you
it off.
You should feel lucky that he's here for this today, Chris Scheinert, a 2016 chemical engineering grad, and kind of a I don't know, like man about everything. From what I gather, I mean, we've had some dealings. He's up in Nashville
now,
right now. At Vanderbilt.
It's
a school called Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that one. Getting my MBA. Graduating this May.
Okay, yeah. Business, yeah. I hear they're a great business school.
Great business school.
Yeah, but...
I don't think they do engineering.
Oh, medical. They're medical. Great
they
medical
have
facility,
medical.
But yeah, I think... I don't even know if they do engineering.
Great football school.
Yes.
Huge.
Great at football.
You want to see...
Baseball.
Once upon a time, they were pretty good. I'll give them that. I've done some research. Dan McGugin.
I remember the first game.
Well, when Dan McGugin was walking the sidelines up for the Commodores,
Jay Cutler was one great quarterback.
Oh, Chris, we kid. Congrats on trying to get on with the rest of your life. It's all downhill after Auburn, though. We know that. So let's reflect back on your time here in the hallowed halls of Ross.
Ross Hall.
Yes. I got it.
I know. It only took 5 years.
Ross Hall. See, that's got the chemical quotes up on Ross Hall.
It does.
Latent elements, something about mankind. I don't know. Anyway, thanks a ton for joining us, first of all, and taking the time. So let's find out why your name has come up.
We're off to a hot start.
I mean, let's dig into it.
He did say, whenever I kept prodding him, if you got to do this, he's like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
I was like, you, man.
Well, we could talk about the trivia, the young alumni trivia.
Yeah,
you're a mover and shaker in the young alumni community
definitely on the
for
list.
Auburn Engineering. I heard this last one. I heard Austin just absolutely botched the entire thing.
Probably
I couldn't
so.
Be there. I apologize.
I know.
He was, somebody
I'm
said
like,
he
I'm
was
like,
drunk.
I'm like, hey, it was a blackberry margarita.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of like the Drew Carey to your Bob Barker.
Sure.
You know?
That's
what it was.
He'll fill in a pinch.
Yeah. Well, so, Let's get at the beginning, and then we'll just work our ways up. So where are you from?
I'm originally from Trustville, Alabama, so just suburb of Birmingham.
Are we a HT or CC?
I'm a HT.
He's all the way. A Hewitt Trust.
Big Hewitt Trustville guy. Okay.
What's CC?
Clay Chalkwell.
Oh, yeah. Clay CC, Chalkwell, so I knew that.
Big rivals. Came down to Auburn, studied chemical engineering. So I didn't know what I wanted to do out of high school, so part of me wanted to go to medical school, part of me wanted to go get a PhD somewhere. And it, chemical engineering kind of ended up being the best, right? Before that, I think it's important to kind of note, like, Auburn's been my dream since I was 12, right? I was the kid that when we went to paint my room as a kid, we looked up the exact color of Auburn blue and then painted one of my walls that. So to this day, it's Auburn blue up on the wall. So right Auburn's on. Been the dream, and, like, it was made very apparent. I wasn't going to be able to come down here without scholarships. And I realized how close my dream was to not happening if it wasn't for a lot of our scholarship donors. So I was the kid that this was it. It was either here or you stay home, go to UAB. And luckily, be a Blazer.
Nightmare.
Hey, I like the Blazer.
Yeah, go. Well, scholarships. Do you remember what scholarships you were that you received?
I received a couple. So one from the university for tuition, and then departmental scholarships. And I believe I got my freshman or sophomore year, I got the Dr. Roberts scholarship for the School of Engineering. So
you believe? I mean, do we need to check the books?
We can go back and look it up. I did write him a nice thank you note.
Okay, then. All right.
That's awesome.
We joked that Chris's do great things in engineering, specifically they do. Chemical engineering.
They do. I've never even put that together. So you didn't really look at anywhere else. I mean, it was Auburn. Chemical. How did you decide on chemical?
Yeah, like I said, I thought I wanted to go into medical school. I thought I wanted to go into a PhD, higher academia, things like that. And then I sat down with Dr. Eden, and, you know, he has a spell about him, right? And he just kind of convinced me and showed that that's going to open up the most doors to do whatever I wanted. I've always loved math, science, chemistry, things like that, and it was perfect, right? Little did I know it was so difficult, right?
Wait. Mario has a spell about him?
Talk to him for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you've not fallen under it. You've not fallen under it?
I mean, his eyes are intoxicating, but I didn't know if there was anything else.
He's got to convince all those kids to study chemical engineering.
Well, that's true.
I mean, come on.
That
now.
Is a very good point.
It wasn't hard for them to say, Jeremy, you have to major in philosophy or you've got to leave. You know,
you have one option. You know,
seriously. Undeclared is not a career.
And it's just called the study of knowledge. Of wisdom. Anyway.
Well, you get here... you got involved with Cupola. You know, we've had a lot of Cupolas on here. We recently had Leo Gray, who is the exiting chair. You served as chair.
I did.
Talk about why you wanted to get involved with Cupola and then why you really wanted to get involved with Cupola and take a leadership role.
Yeah, so that goes back to whenever Auburn, like, gives a scholarship, I view that as Auburn's taking a chance on me, right? And so I wanted to prove the university right and prove the school right. And growing up, going as a huge Auburn fan, I wanted to get back to the university. So I was hyper involved from the very beginning through AICHE, OXE, and then Cupola came along. And I was like, oh, that sounds like an interesting organization. I want to join it. I joined it. I got accepted. And that's where I kind of found who I was as a person and who I was as a leader. Ended up being the director of high school relations for a year, and then decided maybe my fifth year, let's run for exec chair. And I was selected by my peers and got to be exec chair for that year, 2016.
Well, Jim Killian, the advisor, was the director of communications here in our office. And those early years, you know, in these later years since Jim's retired, I don't have that same relationship that I have with y'all because y'all were always on our hall. I mean, Jim would tell anybody he was more passionate about being the advisor of Cupola than he was about directing communication and marketing.
That's for sure.
You all were his kids. And like he says all the time, though, I mean, you're kind of the front door of this college, and you can make or break whether somebody's coming here. But that first group, those first couple of classes, y'all, we really got close with some of y'all. And to me, it's awesome to hear. I do continue to sit in on Cupola interviews every year. Your names come up. Nicole. I mean, one year, Nicole, I think like four people in there, she had been their tour guide. And to hear those interviews and literally hear the impact that you all make leading a tour and how they remember that, I mean, it's invaluable to this college. What we do as communicators and marketing, I would say, is the most important thing in this college. But below that is what you all do. I mean, because it is selling this college like...
But like way below.
decent, I mean, it's selling this college in ways that we can never sell this college. So kudos to the work you've done with that.
Yeah, it's an awesome organization. I'm glad to hear that it's continued to have such a prominence on campus. I can't thank it enough. And that's really, like I said, where I found myself as a leader and continued to do that in business school.
So. Involved in any other things while you were here?
Too much. So AICHE, I ended up being the president for that. Omega Chi Epsilon, which is the Chemical Engineering Honor Society, I was the president of that. Student athlete tutor. I got to work in the athletic department for a little bit.
Gosh, here it comes.
Just oh, yeah.
Going.
I didn't like sleep, apparently. and then, obviously, cupola and volunteering in the College of Engineering.
Wait, weren't you an athletic? Weren't you on a team? Like a manager or a something?
Not me.
No,
not
something's me. On your LinkedIn here now. Come on now.
Yeah, it was student athlete tutor.
Student athlete tutor. So yeah. You already mentioned that? Yeah, cut that out, John.
Got him through.
Student athlete. Well, Jeremy was in Lambda, but...
No, I wasn't. I wasn't in anything. Absolutely nothing. You know, coming back here, things have changed when we talk to folks who have been, you know, who were here in the 80s, who were here in the 90s, 60s, 50s, 70s. But even for someone here, not, you know, what, 7 years ago. Barely. When did you start? 2011?
I started in 2011, graduated 2016.
Even over the past decade, I mean, coming back, I mean, the Taj Mahal wasn't here. And there's just tons of different things. So what's it like when you do come back?
I used to joke when I would give tours, you know, you'd hear parents of prospective students say, oh, well, back in my day, we didn't have X, Y, or Z. And I'm like, okay, all right, old man. Right. And I come back 7 years later, and I'm like, well, back in my day,
I remember the shops.
Yeah, I remember the L building and the shops. And me and a buddy had to write a federal grant to get a 3D printing machine for chemical engineering. And now they have all these maker spaces that are just included in student fees.
I could get you a new one in about 20 minutes. And right now, just 3D. We print
we
the
actually
3D print. We just hit a button. We got
it. I remember ordering a 3D printer off the QVC.
It's basically Clash of Clans. You just hit it and it's done.
And it's there.
Moving on. So why don't you just go into an incredibly lucrative chemical engineering career? I mean, just for business, or is there like a cognitive issue? You had to take a step down a little bit, or like
ground yourself.
I'm
a
just
little
joking.
Bit.
Yeah.
We love our business.
No,
folks.
I love the business people. Make the world go round.
But no joke. For any of our council meetings, I'm always, or Hall of Fame, things like that, I'm always making slides or you're writing bios a lot. So many of our engineers you see 4, 5, sometimes 10 years later, there's an MBA on there. So,
oh, sure.
Yep.
Sure. You know, business is okay.
Business is booming.
Yeah.
Business
booming. Yeah, so what happened?
So I've always wanted to get an MBA. I've always liked being in leadership roles and that's where I want to end up one day. Right. So I spent 5 years working for a company called Emerson. I was
We had Melissa Hurt on here. Melissa Hurt, yep. Big Emerson.
I worked in her kind of section for a long time. I was in their leadership development program and got to travel all over the world for that. And then kind of settled in process control, which is mixing chemical engineering with the business side of things, or specifically what I was doing. And I really enjoyed kind of leading a business and understanding not only the technical side of things, like how process control works, but being able to talk to people. So, Austin, as you know, I don't stop talking. And it's something that I realized that I need to have in a career and to be able to mix that engineering technical skill with the ability to have a relationship with people and the ability to have a conversation, I think is a pretty powerful combination. And that's where I want to continue to go.
Well, speaking of talking, you're involved with the Young Alumni Council.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the trivia night. Talk about why it's important for you to be involved with that group.
It's kind of the next stage after being hyper involved on campus is how do you start giving back? And it was put to me when I graduated, there's kind of three ways to give back: time, talent, and treasure, right? And a lot of times the treasure comes later in life, right? Although we're still waiting,
you know. Yeah,
yeah. Not for Raj Patel, Chris.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, Raj is already scholarshipping up.
I think he was graduated 2 months ago or something.
That's,
I mean,
impressive. That's impressive. But that I have at this stage of my life a lot of time to be able to give back and maybe some talents with, 29 years of Auburn trivia facts that we can put together into a virtual trivia session to bring some of our engineers that maybe can't get back to campus back to an Auburn environment. And I think both of you have helped me with that. The past 2 years, we've done a virtual trivia session every spring right before Tiger Giving Day. And that's been an awesome opportunity to have, like I said, people from California, people from Michigan, people from all over the world be able to come to an Auburn event, right? And
yeah. Well, no, I didn't mean to interrupt there. With
no,
my
Jeremy
little,
just, he just has deep
I have
breaths.
A click.
Oh, yeah.
Tick.
Well, what are some other things that Young Alumni Council's doing to bring together our young alumni?
Yeah, so this summer we're going to have Topgolf events in Birmingham, Huntsville, and Atlanta.
Awesome.
So just check the engineering communications for those.
They have a Topgolf in Huntsville now?
Oh, they do, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Man.
Fastest they growing build, golf hub in the...
I mean, I lived there for a couple of years, and they did build the new YMCA in Madison, the hospital, and it was booming, but they've got I think y'all did an event at the Trash Pandas before, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, we have.
You know, that state Toyota field up there, so it's amazing how it's booming.
And then later this fall, we've always got those mock interviews and backpack to briefcase sessions, mentorship program. So I really encourage all of our young alumni to continue to give back to the university. Whether that be with their time and their talents, having those touch points is big for our students. Participating in those mock interview sessions past couple of years, you see the growth in somebody going into a mock interview, gaining some confidence, and then going into an actual like career fair and being able to pitch themselves. And it's pretty powerful a way to give back, and it's just as easy as giving some time.
When we have our engineers on here, they you know, each of you have your Auburn story. Each of you have your stories of involved in campus, our alumni, their experiences afterward. That has a way of inspiring someone else, touching someone else who is going through something similar. You had a little setback in your life. Was it toward the end of your senior year, or had you already graduated?
3 months after graduation.
3 months after graduation. 3 months after graduation. I remember it was close. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I graduated in 2016 in May, and September 1st, 2016, I was diagnosed with a really aggressive form of cancer. So this particular type of cancer, it grew from, I don't know, the size of a pea to triple in size in about 72 hours. And so I had to have pretty emergency surgery, go through chemotherapy, and the whole process was awful and very difficult to get through. But I think every single day, every other day, we receive a card or a letter or a box or something from my Auburn network, from my friends in high school, things like that, that really helped get not only me but my family through it. So I don't think I ever realized when someone gets diagnosed with cancer, it's not just the person that's diagnosed. It's everyone around them, right? And depending on the day I needed help, or depending on the day my parents needed help, or my sisters, or even my friends, right? And so I've always said, like, you hear, if you love Auburn, it'll love you back. And I think I really poured my heart into this university when I was down here as a student. And I didn't realize I was going to need it 3 months later when I was 23, prime of my life, right? But when I needed it, they stepped up, right? So I still remember there's a video that Austin, you and the development office made that I still watch from time to time. And I've kept every single letter, card, everything, gift receipt from Amazon, everything, I keep. And, I'm very thankful for that, because like I said, you never know when you're going to need that Auburn family, but when you need it, it's going to be there. And that's not something that you realize in the moment, until it happens, right?
War Eagle.
Family is real.
I got to ask, with all the involvement with the, you know, the Young Alumni Council and just this life after Auburn that is so vibrant, this family that continues, when you meet other people in, you know, your profession up there in Nashville, there's a lot of young professionals walking around. Whenever you're telling me, like, hey, Chris, you want to come out for a drink? Well, no, sorry, I got a Young Alumni like thing going on. We got a Top Golf at, you know, with the Auburn fam. I mean, is there kind of like, do you ever see any raised eyebrows? Like, my gosh, like, you're still, like, are you still in college? Like, what's going on? Well, I mean, I technically with Vandy, I don't know anymore, but you understand. I mean, is there a curiosity from others?
Do you see something like that with your peers, with their institutions?
Yeah, do I see jealousy in my peers? Yeah. Absolutely. So being at Vandy in the MBA program, so I'll mention that we have some event, or I'm coming down here for the podcast or something like that, and my peers will be like, you still have contact with your university? What's happening there? And it's something that I think is unique to Auburn people. You don't see that everywhere. But there's definitely some jealousy. There's definitely people who are like, well, I was a number. I graduated. I got my degree. I got my job, and I'm out of there. Right. I don't think that's the way at Auburn.
Yeah,
they weren't part of the best student-centered engineering experience in America.
No, I think Vandy engineers are just known by their social security numbers. I think that's it. You don't even
Vandy,
call your name.
Vandy what?
Do they even have them?
Yeah,
I don't even know. Do they have?
I'll look
probably,
it up.
They're probably up there. Yeah. We'll check it out. We'll check that out later. Chris, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know you're down here.
Well, I got one more question.
Never mind.
Oh, no.
Was he who you were telling me about?
There was an incident.
I don't know.
And I think we could be past the statute of limitations. We'll have to look at the Auburn Code of Conduct. But one of the first years I was here, I got a call one night that there was a hole in the wall in our hall, and to call facilities and let's get it patched up first thing in the morning. So I come in the next morning, and there was a hole indeed at the end of our hall. You ever used to watch Roadrunner?
Oh, sure.
You know when, like, the coyote would fall through the ground or go through the...
Oh, like, and it would be like his outline.
It would be
whatever?
Like his outline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
Chris, how tall are you?
a tall 5 foot 4 inch.
Okay, so there was about a tall 5 foot 4 inch outline in the wall.
To be fair, it could have been bigger. You're looking at it. I'm pine size.
Well, mean, and there could have been a stud right there, too.
That would have helped.
Well, it sounds like there was a stud there, apparently. going through the wall like
so
that.
So the story we got was that somebody was trying to touch the exit sign.
Allegedly.
And I didn't buy it, but I wanted to see if you knew anything about that.
Hypothetically, if something were to happen like that, we might have just finished selecting our next class in Cupola.
Uh-huh.
It was maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Long deliberation process. Cutting down from 50 to we take 25 mm-hmm. every year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're excited to be done. You're excited to welcome a new class into Cupola. And, you know, the only way to get that excitement out is to touch that exit sign. And maybe the exit sign's too close to the wall. And you're more of a mathlete than an athlete. And, you know, the rest is history.
I thought y'all won the intramural football.
No. I think we are still winless.
Well, that's his story,
I just thought you were talking at first about just one of those random... I mean,
no.
Jim would punch a hole in the wall at least once a month. I thought that's what you were talking about.
If Dr. Roberts asked, that's not how
did anyone grab a picture of this?
Oh.
Did you snap? Surely somebody
there's
had
a couple
it.
Out
oh,
there.
No.
There, are there really?
Yeah, on somebody's cell phone there was because I had not made it in that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And... again, like I had received the call at like 9:30, and I'm just thinking we're just gonna have a little hole.
Sure.
And there is a crowd gathered around it when I get in the hall, and somebody had sent me the photo, and
yeah. I we We need to get one of the this needs to be the photo for the podcast.
I have a photo of him. I think one of the times he came back
next time
in last couple of years, and he's standing next to a pony. Oh,
this is good.
Anyway, kids don't do this at home.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
And
allegedly.
The Shelby Center was 2-3 years old at the time. It was brand new, right?
It was older than that. It was older.
It was still the crown jewel.
Oh, yeah,
in the school.
Like 2008? Didn't it come in 2008 or something like that?
This building did.
Oh,
then
so
we added the others after that. Yeah,
sure. So it was still pretty strong, fresh drywall.
Hey, well, whoever engineered it, the wall stood. Yeah. I'll say that.
Bowling ball came out. You know.
Well, Chris, on that note, I guess thanks a ton for coming down. Thanks for your contributions, as it were, to Auburn Engineering, be they destructive or constructive. And, yeah, congrats on all the success.
And we're about to know Vanderbilt's most successful graduate, too.
For real.
Oh, there we go.
I can't wait.
There we go.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle, guys.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.